You listen to On Blast with the Philadelphia Student Union. I'm Shamaya Williams from Parkway Northwest High School for Peace and Social Justice.
And I'm Gianna Rogers from Lamberton School, the one, the only K-12 school in the West District.
The Philadelphia Student Union is a youth-led organization. We are a group of young people who believe that a high-quality public education is a human right. So we are organizing and building power to make positive changes in the school system.
On Blast is the one and only youth-led and youth-produced radio show in Philadelphia.
Yep, you guessed it. This means that students do interviews, edit, and produce all heard media.
Today we'll hear a piece that describes how budget cuts in education have hit Chester students and many other students around the Philadelphia area.
We'll also listen to a powerful piece about students across Philadelphia that are being pushed out of their schools and onto the school-to-prison pipeline.
We have a story of how students fought to keep Furness High School open.
And we'll learn about a new Congressional Youth Caucus that students helped create. Plus, we'll have music and other news.
Now, let's get into our first piece of the day. In this report, Chester students, parents, and community members speak out about how the massive cuts in state education are affecting them. This piece was produced by Keith Lomax.
State budget cuts have hurt the Chester School District in a lot of ways. Parents have no say-so in their children's education. Students are being denied the supplies they need to succeed, and teachers are dealing with enormous class sizes. Chester School District is on thin ice, and we believe it's a time for action to help solve the budget crisis in the Chester School District. Now, you'll hear from a parent whose children are experiencing the budget cuts in Chester.
I have a kid in pre-K, a kid in second grade, and a kid in fourth grade. My fourth grader's in a classroom with fourth and fifth graders. My second grader's in a classroom with first and second graders, and my pre-K kid's only gone to school half a day. So I don't think any of them are receiving the education that they should be. My fourth grader's really confused. She thinks she's in fifth grade. She thinks she has skipped a grade. luckily, her teacher's teaching fourth grade curriculum, so the fifth graders are kind of not benefiting from that. My second grader, however, is learning first grade curriculum again. And she was already behind. So now my fear for her is that when she goes to third grade, she's going to be even more behind than she was before. I don't think it's going to get better. I think it's going to get worse. And what they're saying in there is that they're basically going to drive it out, and it's going to become a charter district, and the district's not going to cease to exist because they're not going to help us, I don't think. I don't think it's going to get any better.
My name is John Lally. I'm a senior at LA High School. And the effects the budget cut has taken on me is, this is my senior year, and it's a lot of playing around. I'm not getting my classes. I'm just sitting in classes doing nothing for the majority of my day. I came from a school with 25 kids in the classroom. I'm in this class now with 45 kids to one teacher.
Recently, Chester had a town hall meeting discussing issues around the state budget cuts. Some people in Chester wanted to know where the state dollars are going and what it's being used for if it's not Chester schools.
Where does the money go? I mean, when you and I pay our bills and we decide, oh, we're not going to pay one bill versus the other, we take that money and we send it somewhere else. So I'm curious as to where this money went if it did not come to Chester Upland School District.
I feel as though they're devastating their community. I mean, the children have said it in there already. Everything in the classroom is cut. I mean, the children are sitting on top of each other. We can't have that.
Philadelphia Public School District is similar to Chester. Our school district has been underfunded for as long as Chester has. And now, we're experiencing the effects of the budget cuts just like Chester is. In fact, schools all over Pennsylvania are suffering.
When you don't have honors classes, you don't have after-school programs, music, sports, when you don't have access to all types of different variety of educational opportunities because you don't have the teachers and the support staff, then you can't get the kind of education that you really need in America in order to be successful. This is a crime and a tragedy.
I'm Keith Lomax for On Blast with the Philadelphia Student Union.
We just heard a piece about school budget cuts. Now, some news about student organizing around the root cause of the pushouts. This piece was produced by Shayla Johnson and co-produced by Andrea Job.
Students all over Philadelphia are being pushed out of schools and right into the school-to-prison pipeline. This is happening because of the lack of resources and the use of harsh discipline practices. But there are some students that are organizing against this and working with the Campaign for Nonviolent Schools. Many of these students got together at an event called Youth Speak Out Against Pushout. The Speak Out was organized by the Campaign for Nonviolent Schools and Education, Not Incarceration. It was a part of Dignity in Schools' National Week of Action Against Pushout. Philadelphia students used this time to talk about ways lack of resources have affected them.
Right now, actually, I'm supposed to be doing a senior project, and I don't have any computers in my school to research any of my stuff. I don't have a printer so I can type up my proposal to send it to my teacher.
We only have 27 classrooms in our school, and so about 15 of our staff got cut because of last year. And so now this year is like we're trying to find teachers. We lost our Spanish teacher, our art teacher, our English teachers, and our math teachers.
The lack of resources, when kids come to school, they're expected to learn. They're expected to have the supplies they need, books, textbooks, everything. And when those things are not provided, kids start to fall back. They start to feel as though there's no need for it if they don't have the certain supplies that they need. Kids will start dropping out because there's teachers there that are not willing to help them. Kids gonna feel as though they're not getting the help they need and will feel as though that they're gonna drop out.
Lack of resources play a major part in students getting pushed out of schools and right into the school-to-prison pipeline. The use of harsh discipline policies also set students up to fail.
I've been put in situations where I believe I was going to wind up in jail, definitely. Like, schools don't really give you any other choices besides either learn or get out. It's one or the other. It's not, if you can't learn in a certain pace or you think something's going to go wrong, we can help you switch out of the class or we can help you get out of this. They don't try to help too much, so.
It's really hard to stay on track when you don't have the resources necessary to complete whatever task your teacher will give you. And then with the zero tolerance, like if you're acting out or you're trying to state that there's an issue with the resources and they don't want to hear that, and there's these zero tolerance policies where it's like, hey, students can't do this and students can't do that. It just, what option is there for you? You go to school, you don't have the resources, so you leave, or you act out and you get pushed out of school. And yeah, it's a catch-22. I mean, you sit and take it and you don't get an education, or you react to it and you still can't get a good education based off of the way things are.
Students in the Campaign for Nonviolent Schools understand the root causes of why students are pushed out. One student from Aspira talks about what she's taking away from her own experience in the Campaign for Nonviolent Schools.
They actually are teaching me restorative justice, and I'm trying to move that into my school. Like, give a student a second chance before you send them to a disciplinary school. Talk to their parents, find new ways to do things.
Restorative practices is included in the platform. The Campaign for Nonviolent Schools platform also includes more student support and services, more classroom engagement, and more student voice. To learn more about these issues or the campaign, go to their website at www.campaignfornonviolentschools.org. This piece was co-produced by Andrea Job. I'm Shayla Johnson with the Philadelphia Student Union, and thanks for tuning in to On Blast.
Stay tuned for more On Blast after this short music break.
Pushed out, never gave you a chance, and they told you to fight, but tied your hands. Pushed out, never gave you a chance, and they told you to fight, but tied your hands.
I was pushed out, never given a chance. And my mind's getting weary cause I'm under a trance. School's no longer the reason, I don't wanna go back. They got me pinned in a cage, I was caught in a trap. When I tried to move forward, life's weighing me down. Hands bound behind my back and trouble start to surround. With the odds against me all these years I tried to maintain. Me not knowing I was ultimately playing a game. So I reached for education but was swept to the ground. Got pushed out the door and I would never be found. With broken opportunity was set up to fail. My illegal circumstances got me racing to jail. This isn't what I wanted, it was chosen for me. See, if knowledge is the power, it was stolen from me. I'm just lost inside these walls, losing sanity, see? Had I only got the chance to be all I could be.
Pushed out, never gave you a chance. And they told you to fight, but guide your hands. Pushed out, never gave you a chance.
Just tuning in? This is On Blast with the Philadelphia Student Union. Check out our podcast at onblast.podomatic.com.
Come check out our Young People's Computer Center for middle and high school students. It's open Monday through Friday from 3 to 6. The Computer Center is located at PSU's office at 4205 Chestnut Street on the second floor.
PSU is excited to offer our resources to the youth. We also have free, that's right, free, college access workshops. These workshops include info on preparing for ACT and SAT, financial aid, scholarships, and how to fill out college applications.
The Philadelphia Student Union believes that the only way for students to achieve is if the resources they need are made accessible to them. To see the schedule of college access workshops, visit our website at www.phillystudentunion.org.
Up next, a story produced by Bernard Netsmith. This piece is about students taking charge and fighting to keep their school open.
In the past, Furness High School has been through its ups and downs. But over the past 3.5 years, Furness has now became a model of what all neighborhood high schools should be in the city of Philadelphia. When myself and other Furness students found out that our school was on a list of potential school closures, we were shocked. Our school has made so much improvement that it just doesn't make sense to shut our school down. Brianna Williams, a senior at Furness, explains the progress that she has seen.
Furness has improved with the attendance and everything, like students come to school like on time, and like because it used to, everyone used to be late all the time and like uncaring, and also like our test scores have gone up, and I think it's from the support of like all the teachers. Like the teachers really started caring for the students, and everything, like everything around, like attitudes and everything, really started to improve.
Brittany Butler, a junior, talks about the strengths of Furness School's community.
Well, from what I observed, when I first came here, the first thing I saw was the relationship, how strong the relationship was between Mr. McKenna and the students. And I feel like that helped the Furness family grow and develop because they were able to communicate.
Mr. McKenna, the principal of Furness, states how the school has changed under his leadership.
Well, I think that we've done a much better job here at Furness of listening to our students and taking into consideration that they are key stakeholders in what's going on in the building. When students come with ideas, we try to listen to them. We've added activities, and I think that's made a big difference in our school in terms of debate, ping pong club, multiple community service outlets for students. I think that student voice is key, has been a key factor in the school improving. You know, when students are here, students are happy and students are actively engaged in academics.
Students now have access to great resources and advanced technology that they didn't have before. This sets us apart from other neighborhood high schools that barely have enough books for each student.
I think we've upgraded the technology in this building. You know, before I got here, there were zero Promethean boards in classes. This year, we have 25 classrooms fitted with Promethean technology. We've upgraded graphing calculators. So all of our juniors, all 175, have a Inspire calculator, which is the top-of-the-line graphing calculator. So we've upgraded in that sense, and we're going to continue to do that. You know, we were just awarded the SIG, the School Improvement Grant from the federal government. That's going to bring $500,000 in each year over the next 3 years, and there are other grants we are working on. So I think that we need to continue to upgrade technology because it changes rapidly. So that's going to be one of the goals that we have here at the school.
Philadelphia Student Union Furness Chapter wanted to fight to keep Furness open. With this fight, we coordinated with our principal to take action. Next, we strategized with our fellow classmates and schoolmates. With this came a 2-week recruitment of students to make our chapter bigger and stronger. We then reached out to other ally organizations in South Philadelphia to stand with us in our action. After that, we wrote a letter to Acting Superintendent Nuttery. The letter outlined students' arguments of why Furness should be kept open. Lastly, Brittany Butler, who you heard earlier in this piece, represented Furness students by testifying at a school reform commission meeting. After taking all these actions to save our school, we had to sit and wait to hear the final verdict. November 2nd, 2011, the final report was released. Of the 9 schools on the list that would be closed, Furness was not one of them. This victory showed what happens when students and communities organize to make their voices heard. At least for now, we can plan a bright future at Furness High School.
My hope and my goal was to continue to lead the school in the positive trend that we've been moving in, to continue to be able to put together the best academic program for our students. If I'm blessed to still be the principal here in 5 years, I think what I need to continue to do is listen to the students.
So there you have it. I am Bernard Neesman for On Blast with Philadelphia Student Union.
Stay tuned for more On Blast after this short music break.
Coolest nigga, what? FNF, I'm fearless, now hear this, I'm earless, and I'm peerless, that means I'm eyeless, which means I'm tearless, which means my iris resides where my ears is, which means I'm blinded, but I'ma find it, I can feel its nearness, but I'm a veer, so I don't come near, like a chicken or a deer. But I remember I'm not a listener or a seer, so my windshield smear. Here you stare, I really shouldn't be behind this, clearly cause my blindness. The windshield is minstrel, the whole grill is roadkill, so trilling, so sincere. Yeah, I'm both them there, to both pills when the bloke in the trench coat and the lokes in the cheer had approached him here. Made it clear as a ghost, so a biter of the thoughts in the mirror. The writer of the quotes for the ghost, who supplier of the notes to the living. Rivets in his rose, pockets full of posies, given to the mother of the deceased. Cease to waken that ball till I'm resting in peace.
You going up, heads low. They telling me that they don't feel you. We ain't graduate from school. Them big words ain't cool. Yeah, I heard me and this. Make a song for the. We don't care about the weather. You'll sell more records if you.
And I'm mouthless, which means I'm soundless. Now as far as the hearing, I found it. It was as far as the distance from an earring to the ground is. But the door knockers on the ear of a stewardess in a leer. She fine and she flying, I feel I'm flying by. Cause my mind's on cloud nine and in the mind at the same time. Pimp see the wings on an underground king, who's also Klingon, to infinity and beyond. Something really stinks, but I spinks like Leon. Or lying in the desert, I flying on Pegasus, you flying on a pheasant. Writer of the white powder, picker of the fire flower, spit hot fire like Dylan on Chappelle's skit. Yeah, smell it on my unicorn. Hey. But toot my own horn.
Hey. Sleep. You've been shedding too much light, Lou. You're making them wanna do right, Lou.
They're getting self-esteem, Lou.
Dumb it down.
These girls are trying to be queens, Lou.
Dumb it down.
They're trying to graduate from school, Lou.
Dumb it down.
They're starting to think that smart is cool, Lou.
Dumb it down.
They're trying to get about the hood, Lou.
Dumb it down.
I'll tell you what you should do.
Dumb it down.
And I'm brainless, which means I'm headless, like Ichabod Crane is. Or foreplay less sexist, which makes me stainless, with no neck left to hang a chain with, which makes me neckless, less like a necklace theft. And I ain't use my headrest yet. They said they need proof like a vest less chest. About the best fair FF jet in the nest, who exudes confidence and excess depth. Even Scuba Steve will find it hard to breathe around these leaves. My snorkel is a tuba, luda, ruler around these seas. West side beside him, chest high and rising, almost touching the knees of stewardess and the pilot. Lucky they make you fly with personal floating devices, tricks falling out of my sleeves. David Blaine, make your brain, make a boat, I make a plane. Then I pull the plug and I make it drain,
hey.
Until I feel like flowing and filling it up again.
Hey,
west side,
you're putting me to sleep.
Dumb it down.
That's why you ain't popping in the streets.
Dumb it down.
You ain't winning no awards.
Dumb it down.
Robots and skateboards.
Dumb it down.
GQ man of the year, G.
Dumb it down.
They rocking over here, B.
Dumb it down.
Won't you talk about your car?
Dumb it down.
And what the f*** is Go Yard?
Dumb it down.
Make it rain for the chicks.
Dumb it down.
Pour champagne on them.
Dumb it down.
What the f*** wrong with you?
Dumb it down.
How can I get on the song with you?
Dumb it down.
Look, B, here's my man, my two-way.
Hey.
What's out here? Take this.
Hey.
That right there. My boy's talking.
Hey.
You hot to me. I like you.
Dumb it down.
G, they told me I should come down, cousin, but I flatly refuse.
I ain't dumb down, no.
Recently, something epic happened in D.C. Kim Reed brings us a report.
We believe that this is a historic moment. Yes, September 22nd was a very historic day. Youth from all over America met up in Washington, D.C. to celebrate the new Youth Caucus. The Alliance of Educational Justice and Leaders Invest in Equality have fought for this for years. And what is a caucus, you ask? A caucus is a meeting of supporters or members of political party or movement. And Shalia, who's a part of PSU, talks about what a youth caucus is.
The purpose of the National Grassroots Caucus was to be give youth a voice from marginalized communities to impact the policy on the local, state, and federal level.
Bobby Rush, who had final approval of the caucus, unfortunately couldn't make it, but he sent his representative, Timothy Robinson. Here's what he said when I asked him what it took to actually create the Youth Caucus.
In order to put the Youth Caucus together, it first required vision. And Congressman Rush has the vision to see that after this country is able to put itself back on track to regain its economic and fiscal footing, we are going to be more reliant than ever before on our young people. So there is a strategic reason for this, but what's even more compelling is that there are moral and ethical reasons to ensure that disparities that now exist between young people, whether they are based on race, based on the communities that they live in, or based on the socioeconomic status of their parents, none of that should be relevant. Every young person in this country deserves an opportunity to have a quality education. They also deserve an opportunity to work if they are willing to work. And to cultivate their skills so that they can be productive members of this society.
A young 22-year-old female talks about why the caucus is so important and how it will impact her, her siblings, and her peers.
So I'm 22. I'm about to be 23 in April. Everything that y'all still working on really does affect me still. Finding a job affects me. Finding a job affects me. My little sister, my little brother need jobs. My brother's 19. It's going to affect him. And all those things for my friends, it means a lot back home because my friends are all unemployed or their voices aren't being heard because they don't feel like Congress can hear them or their vote doesn't count. So being out here, it helps me to keep that motivation and then empower my friends and my sister, my brother to do the same.
If you want to know more about the Alliance for Educational Justice, go to allianceforeducationaljustice.org. And this is Kim from On Blast, from Philadelphia Student Union.
You've just heard a word from On Blast with the Philadelphia Student Union. Just a taste of what the union does.
Want more info? Check out our website at www.phillystudentunion.org. Follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook. Questions, comments, we love to hear from you. We're your hosts, Shamaya Williams,
Gianna Rogers,
reminding you to stay tuned, stay cool, and keep us on blast.